No Budget RC. I'm your host Eli, and you're listening to episode 28. So I got a lot really to cover in this episode. I've been had a lot going on in the hobby lately. First of all, we always start off with what's new in my RC garage. There was a lot new in my RC garage since the last episode. Last episode, I talked about getting the 6S LiPos from my Arma Kraton. I also got a motor heat sink and fan for the Arma Kraton. But the big one was last week. I saw on the one of the apps I have on my phone that I always watch an RC's what's for sale and what they're going for and all that. And on one of the apps, so somebody was getting out of the hobby and he was selling everything. And he didn't have a price on it, he just said negotiable. So I threw him out an offer and he accepted it and I bought the entire lot. So we'll get into that a little later and talk about what all I got and why I bought it and what the plan is with that. But other than that, I've got the fan for the Kraton, and I finally got out today. It was the first time that I actually got out and ran those 6S LiPos. I've been busy with work, and then we've had stuff going on my weekends and. Then it's been just last weekend we didn't go out. Had planned on going out on Sunday, but it was just hotter than the hubs of hell. I live in Washington State. It's not typically this hot this early in the summer, but yeah, it's been hot. We've been running a lot in the 90s. We actually went out today. It was 95, but we went earlier. And if you've listened to the podcast before, I work swing shift. I don't do early mornings that often, but I mean, it'd been so long. I was like, yeah, guys, I want to get out and run too. You guys go ahead and get there early. I'll come a little bit later and we'll bash. Well, it was a very short bash session for me. I got out there. I'd put the Kraton all back to stock. I put the stock tires on it and the stock pinion. And I get out there and I'd run it on 6S and I'd actually bumped the punch all the way up to 9. And I forgot that I'd done that. As soon as I hit the trigger, like every time you hit the trigger on the throttle, I mean, it would like jumps up. Like, I mean, it was jumping up. And the stock tires on the Kratons are not that good. It was just terrible. Like, I couldn't even go in a straight line. So I ran about maybe 10 minutes and then I brought it in and checked the temps. And the temps seemed fine. So I went ahead and put the bigger tires on. I have the Proline Rock Rage tires. I threw those on there. And instantly, and I turned the punch down because I noticed my pinion was starting to make or my gearing mesh was starting to make a little noise. When I brought it in and changed out the tires, I could see the pinion was already starting to tear up a little bit. And that's not the first pinion I've tore up in the Kraton. So yeah, I turned the punch down. It goes all the way up to 9. I had it on 9. I bumped it down to 5. Put the big tires on. Ran it out there, like every time you hit the throttle, like you just gotta like walk into it so easy because every time you hit the throttle, the thing just wants to flip over on its back. So I run it way out there and just slowly come up on speed. I mean, we're talking like probably close to a 100-yard run to get it to full speed. By the time I hit full speed, the front tires are Proline Rock Rages, they're 7, like we'll just say 7.5 inches tall. The things are about 12 inches tall and just completely pizza cuttered out. And I asked the other two guys, I was like, wow, man, did you guys see those tires? And they were both doing something on one of their RCs. So they're like, no, I didn't see it. I was like, all right, well, I'll try and do it again. You guys watch. I run it way back out there. I come running up, and you got to just slowly keep walking into the throttle. As I get closer, the tires pizza cutter out. It starts to pull a wheelie. And then all of a sudden, it just like starts flipping out and it starts tumbling and I'm like, well, that was weird. What the hell was that? And they're both like, yeah, I don't know. It didn't look like you hit anything. And so I go over there and flip it over. And what had happened is on one of the front tires, the foam had split in half and moved completely to one side of the tire, and actually was ripped a hole through the rubber and part of the foam was hanging out. Upon inspecting it further, I also realized that one of the rear tires had split, so I ruined two of the tires running it on 6S. I tore up that pinion gear pretty bad. I actually posted some pictures on a Facebook page, and some guys smarted off on there about, oh, if you're not gonna run 6S, you're in the wrong hobby, blah, blah, blah. Guys, you gotta ignore people like that. Do whatever's fun for you. I mean, I enjoy crawling, which is super slow. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I think the Creighton on 4S, running the bigger pinion and the bigger tires, was way more fun than running on 6S. I'm actually probably gonna get rid of my 6S lipos and, either sell them or trade them off for some more 4S lipos. Because that's for me on the Creighton, that's where it's at. That on 6S wasn't even fun. The stock tires, you just can't even go anywhere. It just slips and slides and it wasn't even fun. So I tried to put my better tires on, I think actually get me some traction, and it tore the tires up. Not to mention the fact that you just couldn't, I mean, it takes 100 yards to get the thing up to full speed. So yeah, that's not for me. And anyways, yeah, you just gotta ignore people that, like that. They're like, oh, success or nothing. I run 6S and my punch on 9. I'm like, well, good for you. If you enjoy it, go enjoy it. But it's not for me. That's not what I'm gonna run. If you think that makes you, Mr. Badass because you run 6S and punch on 9, good for you. But he just couldn't drop it. I ended up having to block the guy on Facebook because he's just obnoxious. But so that's where I'm at with the Creighton. Also broke the front bumper when it tumbled. But that's an RPM bumper. And there's actually a void, like an air bubble, in the plastic where it broke. So I'm pretty sure RPM is going to replace that. I already tried to. I looked them up on a website and sent them the initial stuff with my email address, and they'll get back to me, and then I'll send them the pictures and hopefully they replace it. My understanding is a lot of people say that they have a no questions asked warranty, and that's not what they have. But I mean, you can obviously see that there's a void there, an air bubble in the plastic, so I don't see why they wouldn't replace it. Okay, so now back to the RC lot that I bought earlier this week. It was on Letgo, on the Letgo app is where I found it. And the guy said negotiable. He had some pictures, not they weren't great pictures. So I looked them over the best I could, and off of what he can remember, he hasn't run them and hasn't ran in a couple or a few years. He doesn't even remember for sure. So I looked over all the pictures and took into account that it had been maybe 3 years since he had ran any of this stuff. So I kind of had to take that into account as far as are any of the batteries going to be any good and any of that. So checking through it and looking what he's got, and so like I said, a lot of the pictures weren't great. I was like, okay, so there's some items I want there, but really not a lot. So the big ticket items that he had, the biggest ticket item that he had was a Losi 8 2.0 buggy. And that was pretty much ready to run. He thought it had a bad servo in it. And actually turned out it wasn't a bad servo. It was just issues with the servo saver. I had to take that apart and fix it. So I got that all fixed up. And it also had a Team Associated SC8E, which is like their A scale short course. And from the pictures, I thought it was closer to being complete than it was once I got it. Found out that it was missing a dog bone and some other stuff. But anyways, so it had the Losi 8, the Team SC8, and then there's another little slider, which I believe is an HPI RS4. I don't know, it's four-wheel drive belt driven 1/10 scale. And it's basically it's gonna be for parts. It's missing a lot of stuff. So then there's a lot of miscellaneous other stuff. I mean, the guy had a box of parts that went with the Losi. A lot of them were still new in the package. There was three sets of mounted tires, two brand new unmounted buggy tires. So I looked it all over, and taking into consideration that it had been 3 years possibly since he had ran any of this. So I valued the batteries as zero because I Didn't think any of them would be any good. Looking over the rest of it, and I was like, okay. So, kind of my top dollar to buy all this stuff, I was thinking would probably be about $250. Well, rather than offer 250, I went ahead and started at 200, thinking, if he counters, I can go up to 250 and, maybe still get it. Honestly, wasn't thinking I was going to be able to get it anyways, but so I threw out an offer of $200. This was after I got off work, so this was late at night, like 1 in the morning. So the next morning when I get up, I notice that I have a message from the guy on there, and I look at it and he said, sure. So I met him before work and picked it all up. And so far out of, I got it home and, like I said, the low C just needed some work on the steering servo, on the servo saver, and I fixed that. The SC8E was miss, it needed more than what I wanted to do. The body was pretty rough on it. It was missing, like I said, it was missing a dog bone. One of the other, I believe they were CVDs on the axles, was bent. And but it did have brand new shocks in the rear, and it had a brand new set of front shocks still in the package, hadn't even been built. And so I just threw it up as a slider, for parts or repair for $60. I had a ton of interest in it, sold it. Then I put the I actually took the low C 8 with us today, and I ran it a little bit, but it just sets too low for our bastion spot. So it was high, a lot of times the chassis hitting the ground and stuff. So I only ran it maybe about 10 minutes and then put it away. And plus, I had it up for sale, so I really didn't want to break it. And I sold that this afternoon, and I had it up for $350 with all three sets of tires on wheels, and then the two brand new tires that were unmounted, the box of parts, which a lot of them were unopened, still new in the package. It also had a older Spectrum radio that it was running on, and it still had the box that it came in, and had two bodies, and turned out that there was six 4S lipos that came in the lot, and five of them are actually good. So I gave him two of the lipos with it. So he got two lipos, three sets of tires, two replacement tires that are brand new. And I had it up for 350 and sold it to a guy that actually lives in the same town that I do for 300. So if you keep a tally, that's $360 that I got out of the $200 lot. The stuff that I wanted to keep, I have three good 4S lipos still from the lot, and I have a, there was a Mamba Monster in ESC in the buggy, and a Castle 2650 kV motor that went with it. But there, I also have another Mamba Monster and a 2200 kV Castle motor that were, I guess, supposed to be for the SC8E. They were not in it, and I am keeping those. Keeping the three other good 4S lipos. It also had a Parma 56 Chevy Nomad clear body, still new in the package. Looked that up and actually found out they don't make that body anymore, is what I found online. And the only one that I could find was on eBay for $80. I went ahead and posted that up for 50. I really haven't had any interest in it yet. I posted up the little 10th scale slider, which has a brand new set of RPM A-arms front and rear with it that are still new in the package. I posted that up too for like $20 or best offer, and nobody's had any interest in it. I figured it'd be good parts rig for somebody. It's got a, the body's a little rough on it, but it work as a basher body. And then the brand new A-arms, I figured, somebody might want it. But yeah, all in all, oh, I also got some, there was a few tools with it and some, diff oil and shock oil. So I kept all that stuff. But yeah, that was quite the score this week. I was really happy to find that. I was really happy to get that. And after turning that $200 into $360 and still having some items up for sale, I took my extra money that I made on there and actually just tonight ordered up a Tecno MT410 kit and a body. And I will be putting that Mamba Monster and the 2200 kV Castle motor in it when I get the kit built. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've been wanting one of those for a while. Everything I see, but kind of wanted to get another 8th scale basher because when we go run at our spot, that's about a half hour from my house, 35 minutes. And like days like today, I ran maybe a total of 15 minutes and broke my Creighton. So I've been wanting to get another 8th scale basher, so I'll have two trucks to run because the guys that I run with, Steven and Rich, they both bring multiple rigs out. Steven, I think, brought three rigs out today, and Rich brought, I believe, also three rigs. And Rich ended up breaking two of his rigs, and Steven, I think, broke two of his rigs. So, I mean, we go hard when we go out there. So, yeah, I'm definitely, been kind of kicking around the idea of getting a second 8th scale basher. So if one does break, my day's not done. I didn't drive 35 minutes out there like today. 35 minutes out there, I bashed for maybe 15 minutes, and my day was done. And after that, I was just hanging out. I did joke with one of those guys when they're like, "Oh man, you're done already? Just put your stock tires back on." I was like, "Ah, I'm done. I'm not gonna put those stock tires back on. The pinion gear's eating up anyways." I did joke with them about they should give me a set of their tires to run. And of course, obviously, they're like, "Oh yeah, after what you did to those tires, I don't think so. You ain't running my tires." But I mean, yeah, my day was cut short. It was disappointing, but like I said, take the good with the bad. On the good side, bought that lot, made some money off of it, and now I have another RC on the way. So I will have three RCs once I get that and get it all built and put together and ready to run. I'll have the Creighton, the Tecno MT410, and then I still have my SEX-10 too, although it has been setting for probably 3 months without me touching it. But I do tend to crawl more in the wintertime. Now that we got the nicer weather, we've been out doing more bashing than we are crawling. So anyways, that's really all I had. Like I said, I had quite a bit going on in RC for me, so I figured, hey, I'm not really doing nothing right now. Why don't I sit down and do a podcast real quick? So, till next time, just keep it shiny side up. Please, if you have not already and you like this podcast, please subscribe. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.